Okay, so I'm keen to find out a little more about the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan, which is a number of years now in the making, coming towards a conclusion, slowly but surely getting there. And the plan is to speak to some of the people who have been volunteering their time and really just catch up with the progress and how they've been consulting and what the response has been within Wivenhoe. So it's wonderful. I've got some time with a couple of Neighbourhood Plan volunteers. Maybe, Madam, if you want to introduce yourself first.
I'm Marika.
And with Marika, today we have...
Leslie.
So Marika and Leslie. Maybe if we start with you, Marika, could you perhaps please explain what has been your own personal specific involvement in the Neighbourhood Plan?
I came on board in early 2013, in April, because they were looking for a secretary, and I've been doing that ever since.
And was it a role which you voluntarily stepped forward with enthusiasm, or was there some coercing behind the scenes?
There was piteousness behind it, because the person who was doing it really didn't want to do that and chaired a meeting as well, for obvious reasons. So, no, I volunteered.
Yeah. And Leslie, perhaps is it worth explaining, just to recap, most people should be aware, hopefully they've been filling in back in 2013, the original questionnaire.
Yes.
What is the main aim? Why do we need a Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan?
It's really so we have some control over what happens in developing Wivenhoe. So what people want to happen, hopefully, will happen, rather than suddenly find that the county has made decisions for us that we don't like. And it's really to get the balance of development to suit people's needs.
Yeah, and one of the very early first criticisms, Marika, I'd say a fairly polite criticism, was what's the point of the Neighbourhood Plan? Because the Borough Council, the County Council, they're going to do things to us irrespective. Why was it so important for Wivenhoe to actually be batting on its own side and to have some input in this?
It's not even an early criticism. It was made only a week ago, again, after there was a consultation on the plans that Colchester and Tending have for a garden village settlement across the A133. Well, the point is that the landowners who responded to a call for sites were quite prepared to have hundreds of houses on the sites they put forward. And they would have been within the neighbourhood area that we were looking at. And the neighbourhood plan has reduced that to 250 for the Wivenhoe settlement area.
And what was the possible top high number that
might
have
been? Oh, my goodness, I can't remember. I think there were 500 houses. Oh, 1,000?
1,000.
Yeah, 500
plus.
On one side.
Yes.
And
1,300, yeah. I think.
So the neighbourhood plan has been developed to show the logic of there not being space for more than 250. Mm. Now, if there hadn't been a neighbourhood plan, then Colchester would have decided where and how many houses we would have. And we all know how many they need. So.
And things were important to local people, like green spaces, preserving the riverfront, the preservation and conservation of the environment was a very important issue to people in Wivenhoe.
Wildlife. Yeah, wildlife corridors.
Mm. So the starting point for all of this was this rather grand questionnaire.
Yeah.
So Leslie, when this was returned and you first started then to go through some of those early findings, what as a body were you expecting to find and what did you find?
Expecting to find? I suppose more positive comments, but it was really a lot of it had to be weeded out because they were comments that weren't relevant. We can only plan for the future. We can't change things that have happened.
Well, one thing that people had to get used to was the idea that we couldn't say no to more development.
Yes.
Because that was a requirement that came from the central
government.
But what was new about neighbourhood planning was that they could say where they wanted it and where they did not want it, what kind of development they wanted, and about green spaces you mentioned.
Yes.
So, yeah. In the end, nobody was really happy about more houses, but in the end, after all that had become familiar, people agreed that, okay, yeah.
By this, that would be the third consultation, people were actually realising that they could they had a voice about things like sewerage, about school developments, and they had a voice to say, we don't want this to happen.
To begin with, 35% of the people who responded to the questionnaire said no more. And 65% said, OK, we don't really like it, but if we're going to have it, then we'd like this, we'd like that, and we'd like the other.
Yes.
So, yeah. And from there, it just grew. Mm.
So that first questionnaire really was quite key. That, as a group, was your starting point as to then where to focus your attention.
Yes.
So what was the next stage? Was this then the setting up of the various working groups?
Yes.
Because there were eight topics in the questionnaire, and then we had eight working groups that all addressed one of those.
Yes.
So you were on the
I was on the university one. Which was probably the least demanding of the groups, to be honest. I think those people that had to deal with housing and planning, because that was a specific working group, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that came later, because the vision for what we wanted the plan to be came out of the analysis of what the working groups found people had said about...
The environment and the riverfront.
Yeah. So the university...
And the greater involvement with the university.
Yes. Yeah.
So as a business university, was the university receptive to what you were trying to achieve? Were the students interested? What were some of the issues that you faced?
Well, from the community, gripes about students living in Wivenhoe and student housing. And I think it put people's minds at rest that there was a number they could contact. There were certain rules that the university had put in place for students living in the community. And there was someone they could turn to.
One of the things that came out of it as well, I think, is the community pages on the university website.
Yes,
that was a direct consequence of the feedback from that working group, wasn't it?
Yes. When we discussed different ways that we could be involved with the university, and people also found out how they could befriend people at the university who'd come to study from abroad. So it was
a two-way process. Yeah, there were some outcomes there that perhaps weren't envisaged from the original aims, which is a great thing to hear. But the university... people, mainly in Wivenhoe, when they consider it, do think of expansion. Mm. So has that been key part of your work as well, trying to manage that, explain it?
On university land, we can't do anything about university land. But we've kept that green belt, haven't we?
Even more.
That's been preserved.
Because there was a bit on the edge of the green belt, south of Boundary Road, Sellery Brook.
Oh, right, yes.
Where the university had potential for expanding. Mm. And that has actually been safeguarded as part of the green belt now, as a consequence of the neighbourhood plan. And that's going north of the A133, that bit of land.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got maybe a minute or so left, if that's fine, ladies. And so perhaps, Mariko, if you could talk slightly and conclude a bit about the work you've been doing and how the engagement's gone, how the community has responded, some of the issues, how you've overcome them.
One of the difficult things has been to make sure that the neighbourhood plan is seen for what it is and not as part of what Colchester Borough Council or Tendring Council are now doing with their consultations about these thousands of houses. There has been a little bit of confusion about that. But we hope that will sort itself out. And we've now finished writing the plan. And it's now over to Wivenhoe Town Council to start the pre-submission consultation, which is going to be 6 weeks. And the decision is going to be tonight on what date that will start. And then...
So the very, very final stage would be a referendum in Wivenhoe. And what kind of majority is needed then to pass the neighbourhood plan?
It's 50% of the people who took part in the referendum, who voted in the referendum. But we'll have the examination first, and we're not quite there yet.
Okay, well, if that's fine, we shall end there. That's been very useful as a small snapshot, a very, very small snapshot. So thank you to Marika, and thank you to Leslie for explaining much more about the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan.